Well, hello guys, it's Soloman here. Just a few words on a news item I saw, and I'll put a link to it down below. It's a bit of a sad story, really. A 20-year-old Femon went on a hike in the wilderness, and unfortunately was found dead. Now, this sad outcome isn't the first story we've seen like this, is it? A lot of Femons don't seem to realize how protected they are in society, far more than a man is. They have all these support groups, the government helps them in every way they turn, and simps and white knights also help them. Hell, a few years back you never saw a homeless Femon, and only now do you see the odd one. They were always all men. But the trouble is, the wilderness isn't woke. It's reality. Now, her parents said she was an experienced hiker. But actually, she wasn't, because then they said she was an experienced hiker, but not in the winter. Well, then she's not an experienced hiker, then is she? Somebody that goes into the wilderness prepares for the completely unexpected. Now, apparently the temperatures dropped quite low, and she wasn't wearing things to keep her enough warm. An experienced hiker would always take extra clothes. And presumably she got hypothermia, but also she got lost on the trail as well. And as the time passed and she got colder and colder, hypothermia must have set in. The wilderness doesn't favour Femons. It doesn't favour males either. And the wilderness can be a dangerous place. Most Femons of today know about the wilderness, but they sure as hell don't understand it. And things can go south really quick. You're just going for a quick walk in the forest, and all of a sudden you slip and break your leg. You're not really that far away from the town, but it's now become a life and death situation. Most men and boys are more prepared for the wilderness. They have genes inside their body, goes back thousands of years. Most men are quite relaxed in the forest. Most Femons are a bit nervy. Now, the trouble is that Femons believe their own hype, don't they? They're all empowered, but every human has its limitations. This Femon should never have been out in the wilderness on her own. Then who can you blame for this Femon's death? Well, I'm sure you guys have some ideas, but you can blame reality, really. And I'm sure she won't be the last, but it does seem such a waste. Oh yes, Femons are empowered and entitled, but not in the wilderness. Take it easy, fellas.